This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey, man, got some interesting breaking news of a historical import for Major League Baseball. That's coming up later this hour. Abe and I were just chopping that up during the break. But we have some news about the Dogs because it's always cruton season. Abe is in for our man, Carl Dukes, today. This hour of the show is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Real quick, let's get to the Dog Report because we do have breaking news involving recruiting. What's the story, man?
Yeah, awaiting the commitment of Jackson Cantwell, and he took to the stage just a couple of minutes ago to announce he will be playing his college football career, or at least one season up before he transfers, at the University of Miami.
What? All right, so, man, Georgia doesn't get this
big
dude.
It was trending for a while, like the number one overall recruit was going to go to Georgia, but a couple of late things. I didn't get all the details, but something happened late, and it started to trend middle of the day today towards Miami, and that's where that's where he'll be. Obviously, a huge year for the Hurricanes, a huge year for Mario Cristobal, and won't help Carson Beck out at all, but the year after.
Right, because he signed with Drew Rosenhaus, right? Wasn't that part of his recruitment process?
Did he? I don't know. That's crazy.
I've read that in SI.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, these guys are semi-pros now until we find some other solution for college football.
You know what's also kind of wild here is you probably got more guys in college making that sort of money than in the NFL.
By the way, here it is. I just found it. 24/7 Sports. Cantwell signed with Drew Rosenhaus. Rosenhaus reportedly wanted to secure Cantwell a three-year NIL deal with an average annual value over $2 million. Though reps from Cantwell's camp maintained football fit was still the most important factor. So going to Miami, and all right, I mean, to me, you can go to Miami and get to the NFL. We know that. But with what Kirby's got cooking, not trying to sound like a bunch of homers, and knowing that you can plug right in and you're going to be a rock star from the jump, I mean, I guess it just comes down to, I think it comes down to the dollars. I mean, at the end of the day, like no blank Sherlock, it comes down to the loot. Why else would you go to Miami over Georgia?
I do agree with you. It does come down to that. But ultimately, if I were counter-recruiting, right, against Kirby, I would say about Jackson, are you sure you can go there and start as a freshman?
I think he does.
Georgia's got a long line, and we talked about it yesterday.
But this line that couldn't beat the guys that just got beat up by Notre Dame. I know everyone's going to the NFL in the draft.
Right.
I just thought this has been a downturn of late based on the lofty standards once established by Sam Pittman, Matt Luke, and you know I'm not a big fan of Stacey Searles.
Right.
But to me, I would think a guy of his juice would certainly have a chance to battle for that job
and
start.
And I'm not saying he wouldn't, by the way. I'm saying if I were counter-recruiting, that'd be my comment.
Well, here's the thing. If he does, then the guy you just beat out, he transfers out the way things run today. You know, it's just a vicious cycle, isn't it?
The one thing I will say about this decision, Mike, and if you're a Miami fan and you hate me saying this, that's fine. You're not winning a title there.
No, I agree with you there. Who was it I was arguing with on Friday from Dog Nation Day last week? Was it Mike Griffith?
Our guy, Mike Griffith.
Yeah, because he was disparaging Stetson Bennett. I was like, I'm not going to have that. That libel will not fly on my show. Carl was laughing because I was screaming at the guy. But he thinks that Carson Beck is going to be killing it down there in Miami. I don't think he kills it anywhere. I'm just not a fan. I mean, you could argue against some of their opponents in the ACC schedule. We'll see.
Right.
But to me, Carson Beck is just, he's not clutch. I know the argument that Mike was putting out there is that you had a much, obviously, you cannot supplant a Brock Bowers, what he meant, and that a lot of receivers were just terrible last year. But also, when they weren't dropping passes, he was consistently throwing it to the wrong team. That was a problem for me with Carson Beck.
Yeah, but between the on-field stuff, but now he's got so much off-field stuff since leaving Georgia and going to Miami.
Some hot chicks and she dumped him. What's the big deal? He's got a car. He has a car there.
She dumped him for a reason.
Well,
though.
Maybe he's a creep. I don't know. But I mean, but you still get out there on the football field, do your job. It was easy to crap on him after Stetson Bennett.
Sure.
It just was easy. You know, for some Georgia fans, and it was easy for the media.
But it's also not just, like, as compared to Stetson. Like, this is a guy that was supposed to be a Heisman favorite, and he was no anything but.
No. Well, the odds. I'm not saying he was 5-1, but there was a preseason. You're right. He was odds to be there in the Heisman ceremony and all this stuff.
And
I never saw it.
Like, top of the draft type stuff.
Right. And I never even thought. Now, going back to Miami, look, if this guy was all that, Kirby would have weathered the injury storm. And said, because Kirby always defers to the guy with the experience, and he was done with Carson Beck. So I know that everyone says it was if he got a penny more, he went to Miami. Okay, knock yourself out. But I was under the impression if Georgia was competitive with it, it was around $4 million. Georgia was paying him as it was. Did you hear likewise? Because that was a number that everyone was throwing around. It was $4 million to go to Miami.
I'll say this, Mike.
If Kirby wanted him, he'd still be here.
Yeah. I think if Kirby needs to go to boosters and say, we got to keep this guy, and this is what Miami or Oklahoma or whatever school is giving them, I feel like they'll find a way to get the money. And so the fact that it wasn't that tells me exactly what you're saying. Like, Kirby was okay with him moving on.
Right. If you're just tuning in, guys, from Nixon, Missouri, Jackson Cantwell going to Miami over the Georgia Bulldogs. And Dog Nation had a photo of him wearing a Georgia jersey. That's not going to happen. So he's going to be with the U. It's all about the U.
Is this a little shadow cast on the new quarterback? He couldn't bring in his guy?
Well, wasn't that the argument yesterday? Oh, well, this guy's
hanging out.
Well, look, one of the things about a big time quarterback recruit is you feel that he's going to maybe have the juice, because so many of these guys are in all these preseason All American games, or they've got relationships with some of these players. Sometimes it's regional if they played against each other in high school, but apparently not, right?
I guess not. And the other thing, like, if you're Curtis,
we're talking about Jared Curtis not being able to seal the deal, because the story was that Jared Curtis, one of the first things he did was getting back into Athens and work on the recruiting trail, including to get this big lineman, Jackson Cantwell, who just signed with
them. Well, they had the JC, Jared Curtis, Jackson Cantwell, the JC combination going on. But if you're Jared Curtis, I'm not too worried that you miss out on a top lineman. Something tells me Kirby's going to have you protected back there. So.
Oh, man, poor Jeff Sentel. He had to go all the way to Nixon, Missouri for that, and they don't get the guy. I just saw him. He posted the picture yesterday of, welcome to Nixon, Missouri. Population, 19,022.
I was going to ask. I had never heard of it. Have you ever heard of Nixon?
No.
I hadn't either.
You guys see this kid's dad?
Yeah.
This kid's dad looks like he could suit up and roll a couple of guys down.
So I'm looking up where Nixon, Missouri
he looks,
is.
His dad.
It's just south of Springfield.
I don't know if this is disparity. His dad
north of Branson.
Like, his dad looks like he throws on some neon orange on the weekends and heads out into the woods. Well, that's what his dad
looks
like.
Nothing wrong with that. That's America, baby. So, yeah, Nixa is just north of Branson. So in the by Ozark, by near Bentonville. So that sort of, it's middle of nowhere. But anyway, it's the southwestern portion of Missouri. My buddy Scotty played football at Mizzou. I think he's from Joplin. But anyway, there you go. That's all I know about Missouri.
Yeah.
And Kansas City.
Look, this would have been a big recruit, I think, for Georgia.
Well, check that. I've been to St. Louis. I don't know if I sound like a AC. I've been to some parts of Missouri. Just nobody. Have you ever been there? You ever heard of it? Well, that's where this kid came from.
I've never heard of it. I may have been by here, by the way.
Well, he's a corn-fed dude. This guy looks like he looks the part. He looks like he would look hella good in a Georgia uniform.
I've driven from St. Louis to Kansas City, so this might slide by at some point. I don't know. Somehow, I still think Georgia's going to end up with the number one class in 2026. I think this would have been real close to locking it up. But another four-star safety the other night. We talked about the quarterback. This isn't exactly backbreaking. It hurts a little bit. But
yeah, I mean, I just think Georgia fans have come to expect to get Kirby to lock up all the five-star guys. And look, you're not going to get them all. Usually there's an arms race with Alabama and everyone else. Miami, one thing we know for certain, whether you want to kind of roll your eyes and say, oh, are they doing it legally this time? Because they've had Nevin Shapiro. They've had a bunch of like really unscrupulous dudes back in the old days. Well, of course, now it's NIL. Now it's legal.
I was going to say, what is illegal nowadays?
Nothing.
Like in terms of getting recruits.
No, I mean, this guy, you got a kid from Bumflub, Missouri, was working with Drew Rosenhaus, and he wound up in Miami. Shocking, right? I mean, it's wild, this landscape. Look, I know you can also roll your eyes again when you hear about, you know, the president trying to put together a commission and how this would ever work out to try to find some semblance of return to normalcy. As we said, how do you get the toothpaste back in the tube, Abe, with everything that's happened down this road? One thing for certain, with all the hand-wringing that goes on over this, the top 25 to top 30 is still the same. Nothing ever changes, okay? You may see a Miami get back to where they should have been for years, just like the ACC is depending on Florida State to get back there and Virginia Tech. But, I mean, there's always teams rising or falling, but for the most part, it's generally static if you want to add it to, like, take top 40. How about that?
But you also said what needed to be said, and Georgia was this way for a while, too. Like, the programs that are where they should be. Miami should be up there. Georgia right. should be up there. There were stretches where they weren't. That's not because they're not one of the powers. It's that they're underachieving. I think you see Florida in that discussion right now. They're underachieving. They'll get back there. But, yeah, the same, like you said, 10, 12, 15 programs. You want to make it a 14 playoff, they're going to be there. You want to make it a 16 playoff, it's right. going to be the same ones. You want to limit the amount of money they can spend, they'll find a way to be the powers. You want to open it up for a free market. It's not going to equalize things. The transfer portal, it's still the same powers.
And the only thing that happens with the 16-team expansion, which we heard coming down over the weekend, and guys, it's the next contracts, they'll jump immediately to 16. And then all it does is you get more teams from the SEC, more teams from the Big Ten. They were doing everything, trying to bend over backwards to get Alabama in there. After the Oklahoma game, there's just no way you can put Alabama in that thing. So you got some teams. That's why if the TV numbers reflect, that's where we can't get enough college football. If you get to a point where you have like an Indiana, now Indiana played at Notre Dame. People are going to watch that because it's Notre Dame. But if you put in a Boise State against Penn State, what were the ratings for that? I mean, people watched it, but I mean, when you get the non-traditional teams or the team that casual fans not really digging, they want to get the big brands. The big brands are the SEC and the Big Ten. So to me, the rich just get richer if you expand the playoffs.
We've also seen teams like Boise State have success without like an Ashton Gentry draw, right? At least you are getting guys that like, I got to see this Ashton Gentry in the Heisman,
good
all
point.
This stuff. I mean, there have been teams from SMU, for instance. Who's drawn to SMU? And I know Bashaar Smith and Kevin Jennings, and they were fun to watch this year, but like, more people probably watch Boise State.
Yeah, and SMU, the only reason I got to see them, because in the ACC, they just came in and started beating everybody, and certainly just ran out of steam, of course, in the ACC championship, because you get to play a little more defense. But still, like, Clemson to bounce back this year in a big way, Klubnik, I mean, that's, wake me up when everyone's saying this is the year it all,
that's my,
it all,
I'm do, it's gonna
it
happen,
all
man.
Comes
it's
together.
Gonna happen.
All right, we'll see about that. Hey, other news from college football, if you're just tuning in, Jackson Cantwell, if you're a recruiting guy, the big fella from Mizzou is going to Miami, not the Georgia Bulldogs. Carson Beck, speaking of the U, good to go for their summer workouts. And a couple guys hit us up on the text line saying that they think that Kirby and Carson Beck got sideways. I can't speak to that. I do think that there is a certain archetype that Kirby's looking for. And I think if you keep putting a hat in hand, you want more money, I think Kirby's going to say adios, amigo. You know, it's tough to have that balancing act, Abe, of being, you're not going to be big and strong, won't get pushed around, but you still got to love these guys up because you can't build the program saying you're going to be the friggin' Junction Boys in 2025.
I think part
of it, you're going to have to pay the money to get these guys.
We heard a little bit of this in the NFL draft when teams in front office were saying, like, the caveat now is which of these guys really love football, and that's part of their discussion. I know we certainly talked about that here. I think college head coaches at some point have to say, is this guy doing it for the money or is it because he really wants to go to the NFL and he really loves football? And you look at what happened with Carson Beck and how it played, going to Miami, dating an IG, whatever, and all the stuff that's involved there. I think it's fair to at least question how much Carson Beck really loves football.
Well, like I said, I mean, just because a guy's driving a Lamborghini doesn't make him a bad person. Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell with Abe filling in today for Carl Dukes. We've got a story, and this was like one of those great sports talk debates that you could just throw out there and get people fired up. And now an interesting wrinkle in the legacy of one of the greatest players to ever dress out in baseball. We'll explain, get your take on it next on Dukes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Zubel. Hey, man, Dukes and Bell on a Tuesday. Braves get it done last night. Crazy game. Looks like everything was in the bag. And then the little fella had a little problem at shortstop there, Nick Allen. Later found out today that his father-in-law is Brett Boone. And, you know, we love the guy. He said it earlier to Abe. He just seems like a rootable, likable, plucky guy, kind of like the young virgin in the movie Bull Durham. He just seems like that kind of dude.
Well, and when you first said it earlier, it also kind of, when you were describing what you thought, I said, you know what, it kind of reminds me of Wally on Leave It to Beaver.
Yes.
Like the kid that was, you know, he was
Hi, Mr. Boone,
kid. But
sure, it was nice to meet you.
But he would have that one mistake, and you'd be like, gee whiz, Wally.
Right, right. Because we're talking with Brett, and I said, you know, we always joke around, not to put Garrett Chapman stuff out there, Garrett on middays and stuff with Stakey, but I always compare him to like Fix-It Felix from the cartoon Wreck-It Ralph, because he's always, you know, Oakley Doakley, he's a positive energy kind of guy, and you kind of get that same kind of pluck from Nick Allen. You'll hear more from the Braves clubhouse from last night, what Snicker had to say. We got an Iglesias problem that's coming up in less than an hour. Now, one of the things for years that was an argument that would get people fired up for both pro and con was about Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. And after I saw that Pete Rose four-part documentary on HBO, I think it was about a year and a half ago that came out, kind of like, I was always like, yeah, man, Pete's paid his penance. And I was like, ooh, there's more creepy stuff under Pete's fingernails. It kind of like, ooh, like nobody's perfect. And as we know, if it was the hall of, you know, perfectly awesome people that never did anything wrong or unethically or were racist or this or that, there's a lot of guys that wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. But it's about what you do on the baseball field. Everyone knows what Pete Rose did with gambling. That's illegal. It's in every damn clubhouse. And we also know as a kid, Abe, that Pete Rose was the one guy that you knew gave 110%, is what everybody emulated. Well, now we get a new wrinkle from Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball lifts Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson from the infamous Black Sox scandal of 1919 in a reversal that now potentially opens up a path to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and they're not alone. It's 15 other members, so a list of 17 that have been essentially reinstated for eligibility. But here's where it gets interesting. You're going to need 12 of 16 voters of the Classic Baseball Era Committee. And okay. I can imagine that even though he's eligible, there are going to be some gatekeepers who still refuse to vote. So even though he's MLB's hit king, even though he's got, what, the second longest hit streak in baseball history, 44 games, the National League record, I believe, he still may not get in.
All right, here, in case you're wondering, guys, who are the parts that make up the classic baseball era committee members? The star chamber for the Hall of Fame. A guy from the University of Illinois, a guy from the Canadian Baseball Network, a guy that wrote for the Baltimore Sun, somebody from Stats Perform. Our David O'Brien is on this from The Athletic. There's the first name I recognize. Jack O'Connell from the Baseball Writers Association. Jim Reeves, who wrote down in Dallas, covered the Rangers for years. Glenn Schwartz, who covered the Giants in San Fran. Susan Slusser. Mark Wicker from L.A., covered the Dodgers and the Angels. So you got a couple of guys, a couple of folks not familiar with. So basically, it's media. So the media are the gatekeepers. How do they fall on this? Look, whatever you thought about Pete Rose, he's freaking dead. Okay? He paid his penance. Whatever you thought about the guy. Look, Pete had some rough edges. I said it for years. I want to get your take on this, Abe. And Carl and I've talked. I think Carl agrees. When he gets back here next week, he can talk about it too. But Pete Rose didn't make it easy for people that were in his corner because he just kept thumbing his nose at things. And the way things went down with Faye, you know, like he somehow got railroaded by Faye Vincent. And, you know, remember Bart Giamatti had a friggin' heart attack over this thing and dropped dead. One of the last great commissioners, last two commissioners we actually had who cared about the baseball fan. We're involved with the Pete Rose case. And then Bud Selig took over because Faye Vincent was on the side of the players on that labor issue back in the early 90s. I'm sorry, I'm getting off track. Getting back to Pete Rose. Everybody knows what you can and can't do. Everyone knows that Pete Rose is one of the greatest who ever dressed out first ballot Hall of Famer. But I always felt after a certain amount of time, let's get this man in the Hall of Fame before he dies. They didn't do that, but now it'll be his family, and it'll be, you know, somebody from his son or someone will accept in his honor.
Well, a couple things here. The commissioner's office released a statement about the lifetime ban and why they're now reversing some of these decisions. I'm not going to read it. You can find it online. They were never going to let him in, obviously, while he was alive. I think a lot of it had to do with, and we kind of talked about it when he passed, what was it, a year ago or 2 years, whatever it was. You can't take a chance of him speaking, right? That was part of some of the concern.
Well, you're afraid he's going to throw some stuff out there. But look, real quick, the thing about Pete, if you saw the documentary, I think most by now, everyone listening to our show knows who Pete Rose is. Just all you had to do, Abe, is say, look, I'm a degenerate gambler. I'm addicted. It's a sickness.
That wasn't a thing back then, though.
Yeah, but again, he could have
the addiction.
He had 30 years to just say it, and he could just throw this cock and bull story out there about all this. Well, no, I wasn't doing that, or this guy. No, everyone knew you were a degenerate gambler,
right?
So just, I mean, to me, all he had to do, it's America. Just all you have to do is say you're freaking sorry, and this too shall pass.
I think it's going to be a really interesting and fascinating test because the career that he had is a no-brain has to be in. I'm really interested to see who still holds this all against him, even though the commissioner's office is saying now it's okay. It's a no-brainer, right?
Right.
Like, am I crazy? It is a no-brainer.
No, I'm reading some articles right now from LA Times, from Chicago papers as well, saying it's time. I mean, whatever you felt. I mean, and again, at the time, with the Major League Baseball ban on gambling, everybody knew it. What's clouded the argument now is, and it's hard, you and I had this conversation a couple hours ago, people got all freaked out when like the Calvin Ridley situation went down.
Right.
Because, guys, and I know it's hard when you see gambling commercials and advertising and NFL games and everything else, and they're in bed now with professional gambling to keep the interest in the sport alive, but you've got to maintain the integrity of the sport. And if you get a guy, even if he's a millionaire, look, Phil Mickelson was into the Shylocks. Phil Mickelson got jammed up, had to have Callaway buy out some debt. Remember that story years ago? So, I mean, just because you're making millions of dollars, you can still get in over your head. So the idea is if you get compromised, now somebody's got you over a barrel, and now the game goes out the window. You can't have baseball or football become pro wrestling where you know the outcome, where you don't trust the outcome. That's why baseball and football have been so stringent when it came to gambling and the sport.
Now, it was against the rules. I'm not sitting here saying it wasn't. But if you believe that he only bet in favor of his team,
doesn't matter because then you could run a guy into the ground to get a cover on your spread.
Yeah.
You could be Bill, now Billy Martin. There was people who thought Billy Martin bet on the team the way he'd kill his relief pitchers, the way he'd kill his starting. Remember the A's in the 80s? I mean, so I'm just saying. But that now people start saying, well, why is Pete Rose going? Why is he managing like that? You could actually ruin a guy's career because you're trying to win your $100,000 to get that whatever you bet on the Reds that weekend.
They have lines back then or just win or lose? Back when Pete
Rose
was
doing
it.
Back then, you get whatever the book he'll give you.
Lines?
You could have over-unders. You could have a whole bunch of things you could bet on, man. Win totals, you name it, man. But no, I'm a big Pete Rose fan. I think I speak for anybody who was alive to watch him play. When the Reds came to town, whether it was Shea Stadium or Fulton County Stadium or wherever, there was an electricity. And I got to see him later when he was still kicking butt with the Phillies when he won a World Series there. You know, when I'm talking about with the Expos. Every time Pete Rose, I remember when he was doing the hitting streak, he set the National League record. He was chasing Joe DiMaggio. Abe, it was unbelievable, the energy.
Yeah.
And you knew every dad would say, that's the way you play baseball. You run, you hustle. That's you know, he embodied that. But unfortunately, the man was just such a hot mess in his personal life. And so foul, and that's not a crime either. Because, again, there's a lot of guys that are in Canton. There's a lot of guys in Cooperstown that had issues. But to me now, it's, okay, it's all water under the bridge. He's freaking dead. Let's put the man in. And I don't want to hear about anybody with their stupid agenda. This should be unanimous. And let's roll. And same thing goes for Shoeless Joe Jackson, who couldn't even sign his name because he couldn't read or write, and basically signed. If you see, there's been books written about it. The movie famously was Eight Men Out, mm-hmm. that talks about it. Yes, these guys were fixing because Comiskey was as cheap as the day is long. And then once they realized the fix was in, they went back on the gamblers they were trying to work with and still tried to win the World Series.
The next question that you kind of have to have, and these guys have not been banned. They are not ineligible. They are not being voted in, is the steroid guys.
Right.
Does this now play a role in Bonds, Clemens, and some of those guys getting in? Because, again, they're not ineligible. They're not getting votes.
Right.
Does that maybe change the mind of voters?
Again, that's the agenda. This is the deal. Well, here's the deal. You got these same nerd pipsqueak writers who didn't want to know anything about steroids, who when baseball was dying on the vine, the Braves, remember they go to the World Series in 95 and it's half empty. Okay, Cal Ripken, his part, brings people back with a hit consecutive game streak. And then you had the Home Run Derby in 1998, which brought everybody back to the show. And baseball, from that absolute, don't get me started, at Bud Selig, that creep, to the baseball writers, remember when they go and Mark McGwire in the St. Louis clubhouse, and some writer goes, what is that over your shoulder, that Ando Steendione? The writers in the room go, tisk, tisk. How dare you? They were in on it. And these same hypocrites are now the gatekeepers that make Barry Bonds the bad guy who's got to pay for the sins of an entire generation. Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer before he went up a hat size.
He was.
Period.
I 100% agree with you. Here's the other frustrating thing for me. Like steroids.
Now, Rafael Palmeiro, you want to sit there and point your finger at people and lie through your teeth? No, you don't you don't get to Cooperstown.
But steroids are not. And the pitchers took them. The hitters took them. Somehow, whatever. You always knew who the best players of that era still were. And so, like, everyone, guys now, and I know Chipper Jones was on Twitter the other day having to defend Barry Bonds, and he wasn't alone. There were a number of veterans who were like, what are you guys talking about? Barry Bonds is the greatest player we've ever seen. It was obvious who the best player in baseball was. That was steroids or not. To me, that mattered.
Right. Well, to me, it just, and this is my argument. Roger Clemens, if you're going to sit there and sandbag and stonewall, remember when those guys went up to Capitol Hill? Rafael Palmeiro, famously, he's going to lecture the congressman. You're as dirty as the day is long. I mean, forget about it. You know, Sammy Sosa, I don't think Sammy Sosa is a Hall of Famer anyway. I mean, and now he had to finally kiss the ring with the Cubs to get back in their good graces. So now he's back in the fold with Chicago. But I mean, to me, it's how did you handle it? Barry Bonds denied it, but he wasn't sitting there pointing his finger at anybody. He was basically not saying anything. And the whole Balco Labs and all that. Remember, my argument is, and Abe just touched on it, you had guys like Marcus Giles. You had guys like relief pitchers. You had these guys that were juicing to stay in the show. And so, but Barry Bonds, he becomes the bad guy because he's an egomaniac and he wouldn't kiss the ring. And that's not fair to me. There's also a tinge of racism with that, with some of these old writers. And that goes back to our argument about the gatekeepers.
A final thought real quick is in regards to Barry Bonds and to Pete Rose is that for me, and I went to the Baseball Hall just a couple of years ago, it's a museum of the history of the sport. You can't have it accurately portrayed without those two and others.
Right. Great job, Abe, man. We'll talk more about it. You guys can sound off on this. And matter of fact, we'll do a poll question at Dukes and Bell 929. We'll get Day Day to put that together during the commercial break. Pete Rose, and you can do it in parentheses, and Shoeless Joe. I think Fricky saw Shoeless Joe Jackson play. But Pete Rose, now that he's eligible, as soon as he can be voted in, I don't think that would be 25. That would be what, 26?
I think it's 27 or 28. Okay. I had to read more.
As soon as Pete Rose is eligible, now that he's the ban, however it's been worded, has been lifted, are you in for Pete Rose? I would say heck yeah. Hey, man, appreciate your feedback. We'll get the poll question up at Dukes Bell 929. We'll come back. Are Knicks fans the worst fans in sports? You decide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Where to play is play. A lot of feedback on Pete Rose because it does definitely get people fired up. And I think for the most part, the majority of our audience says, put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. Hey, we got some more clarity. Appreciate we're looking and reading stuff up during the commercial break. Basically, in a nutshell, and feel free to jump in here, the way we've been reading it, is Rob Manfred, MLB, they lift Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson's bans that opens a path to the Hall of Fame. Abe was looking it up during the commercial break. The first year that they could be eligible, there would be a committee that would get it down to 8 names that would be then voted on by the Classic Baseball Era Committee. That's the one that David O'Brien is on currently. And you could vote Pete Rose in. You'd need 12 of 16 votes. So the earliest that Pete Rose or his family would accept for him would be, what, the summer of 28?
Yeah, they're not meeting again until December of 27, which right. would be the class of 28. So
okay.
a couple of years still
right.
for them to feel all the arguments and make their decision. But
right.
There
is no ban for Barry Bonds. There is no ban for Roger Clemens. This is just the writers who've been basically making their own
they're just not getting
political
votes.
Statements, not making the votes.
That's still a problem for me. Like I
well, first off, too many people vote on the Hall of Fame. Too much agenda. I think there should be, just like the Supreme Court should be an age, a timeout on this. That's just my 2 cents worth. Age it out. You know, there's a limit. You know, and same thing goes for the Football Hall of Fame. I'd love to be behind, be a fly on the wall behind closed doors and see some of these arguments. We've talked to one of our old friends. Remember Lenny Pascarelli back in the day would tell us about some of these arguments and things that go on behind closed doors. It's just wild. And some of the agendas which come into play.
So that's what gets it for me, Mike, is the agenda for the no-brainers. Like steroids, whatever. Maybe you just care more about them and what you think it matters, I just call an agenda. But like, Barry Bonds is a no-brainer. Like Roger Clemens and what he did over the course of his career.
Right.
It's a no-brainer.
Look, Andy Pettit ratted him out. It is what it is. You know what I mean? The way that guys, it's funny to me, like I said, if you were going to sit there and pull the Rafael Palmeiro, you don't get to go in. You know, if you want to, you know, Barry Bonds was not out there basically in anybody's face. He just kind of aloof about the whole thing. He would deny it, but he wasn't out there. He wasn't like, you know, vehemently denying the way some of those other players did. Maybe that doesn't matter to you. I just think there's a combination of things. I think there's a combination of racism, writers who didn't like it because Barry couldn't give a flip what the writers thought of him. You know, and you got to kiss the ring. Eddie Murray was the same thing. Eddie Murray had to wait 5 extra years to get in the Hall of Fame because he hated the writers' guts. And guys, have you ever been in a Major League Baseball clubhouse? How guys don't get choked out or punched out, it would boggle the mind. But getting back to the point at hand here, I think that Barry Bonds and I think that entire generation has paid their penance. Let's go. Let's move it along.
This is also like in general the same group of guys who refuse to put anyone in unanimously,
right.
Which is its own joke. I mean, year after year, we see guys that should get every vote.
Tom Seaver wasn't unanimous, for crying out loud.
The most recent case was, what, one vote? Ichiro short by one vote last year, and it's just like, what are we doing here? So, yeah, I agree with you. There's too many people voting. There's too much politics, agenda, personal feelings in the votes, and they need to address that at some point because these guys need to be in.
All right, man. Earlier in the show, we were talking about last night and the Garden. Still, Day-Day, I just checked. Still nothing official from the Celtics about Jason Tatum. One thing for certain, he's not going to be able to compete in Boston in Game 5. And if Jalen Brunson does what he does, I think this thing is over.
Yeah, well, you knew Jalen Brunson was due. I think we actually all talked about that yesterday, that that was still the one thing that had not happened yet. Jalen Brunson.
They actually just announced 2 minutes ago. So it just came down. Okay. Surgery to repair a torn right Achilles tendon.
There it is.
It is.
So it just came down.
So, man, that's 1 year out for him.
Yeah, man. Kobe, we talked about it. It was late in his career. He was 33. He turned 34 that summer. It was younger for Durant. Durant was still in his late, Durant was still in his late 20s, right? Yeah, it was he was right on the cusp of 30 when Durant had that same injury. So we'll see. I mean, guys have bounced back from it. We had to deal with, you know, what it is or what it isn't for Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins. But, in the case of Jason Tatum, man, you're the Celtics. All of a sudden, man, did they miss their window for another championship? Because this year, certainly. I mean, it was going to be a changing of the guard out west, it looked like. You know, I mean, I don't know, you know, what you thought the TV numbers were going to be. It'll be interesting to see if Oklahoma City and Minnesota moves the needle, because obviously Steph Curry is a brand. Joker, to a lesser extent, is a brand. But now you have some new faces coming out of the west.
Yeah, for me, I go back to Boston. This is absolutely a missed opportunity. Like, they've been the best team in the NBA. Like, and I get the Cavs and what they did and their record and all that. But, like, this was a team that was proven. They've done it before, and it just all fell apart. And again, separate of the injury. They were losing last night anyways, the way that the Knicks were playing. And that, look, we got changing of the guards in the East, right?
Right.
It could be Knicks. It seems like it'd be Knicks and Pacers.
In a million years, I never thought a Tom Thibodeau team could ever get to a finals. Maybe a conference finals, because you always feel he's going to run him into the ground.
I don't think you can run Brunson to the ground. I think that's part of why it works.
Well, when you got three guys on Villanova and you have an American Pope from Chicago's, that's what some of my friends back where I grew up feel, that that's some divine intervention. The question has come up now. And I had to laugh. I heard Steak talking about it today with Sandra. Like, somehow, like, Boston people can say, oh, no. New York, they're the worst fans ever. Really? Now, let's take a look at who's sitting courtside. Spike Lee is a lifer. You know, Spike Lee, I mean, again, he gave tribute to Bernard King, as we all remember, and She's Gotta Have It, as well he should, and certainly has paid his penance as a Knicks fan through the lean years, through watching John Starks go 1-for-16, etc. So he gets a pass. Ben Stiller's in it.
Yeah.
Who's going to take a shot at Michael J. Fox, for God's sakes? He's a big Knicks fan living in the city. Then there's the other ones. To me, it's the Wall Street guys. You realize that they had tickets listed last night for $54,000 for two? $27,000 a seat to sit courtside for the Knicks.
Mm. You get free drinks?
Yeah, you get free Snickers bars, too. They bring in the tray of candy
bars. Like first class, right? Once you sit courtside, you can't go back to the lower bowl.
It would be kind of neat. Like, hey, Timothée Chalamet, you want a Snickers?
So that's what I've always found, like, the most interesting is the regular person who's sitting next to whoever the big celebrity is.
Carl loves to break my balls because years ago, it was Anthony Davis, and he had just gotten drafted, and I was on a. He was going to the Vegas to summer camp, and he was on my flight, and we sat next to each other, in first class, him, and I got to talk to him a little bit, and so I was like really cool to go. I'm gonna go see him play with the Pelicans, and guess what it was that night? Load management. Now I know what you're saying. You're saying Mike, Carl, and Abe, maybe not Abe so much or Chris, but you guys get free tickets. No, we don't. Oh, we could. I don't want to be beholden to friggin' anybody. No way, Jose, man. I pay my freight. You know, it's funny. I get people all the time when I get into an argument about something with some Falcon fan. Well, yeah, you don't. Yeah, I pay for my friggin' season tickets, dude. Okay? That's it. Because I don't want to be told, oh, Kenny, do me a solid, do me a favor, do me this, do me that. I don't like to owe anything for anybody, man.
You sound like a mob movie or a dirty cop where you're like, nobody's getting me in their pocket.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Internal Affairs ain't coming after me, Abe. No, I mean, but that's the thing. So, yes, I dropped one night for the Pelicans. I think it all came out. I had courtside seats, and it was like $1,150 for two because the Pelicans were terrible back then. And Carl's laughing. I'm going down the elevator, and literally here at the lobby, because I was taking Uber down to State Farm. Lived in Midtown back then. Carl goes, oh, dude, load management for Anthony. I'm like, what? Anthony Davis has like a nagging injury. I'm like, what? So now, yes, now again, you're courtside, yippee-ki-yay, but it's just, you know, it's any time I've ever sat courtside, somebody has sat out. I can't tell you. You don't want to know what I paid the time LeBron sat out when he came back with the Cavs. So, yes. So that's why it's like the $27,000 a seat to sit at the Garden.
I mean, at least you know it's a playoff game. No one's sitting out. But, still crazy.
But anyway, but getting back to last night, Knicks fans, the idea they still talk about Trae Young, that's just crazy to me. The fact they'll do like Trae Young sucks at a Giants or more so a Yankees game, you know, or even a Mets game.
Yeah.
But it's like when I was a kid, you know, the Knicks, it was Bernard King. It was, you know, it was. You know, it's just Hubie Brown, you know, Rick Pitino there for a minute. And I don't know, man. It was my dad was a Knicks fan, so I grew up with it. And then years later, it's just, yeah, there's just what I hate most about Knicks games, and I've said this, it's those Wall Street guys. Those absolute sleazeball con men, those the worst of the worst, those guys sitting courtside. Those are the ones I just want to like the Three Stooges, just start punching people in the head.
I just want people, and if you're going to sit there or you're going to sit wherever, just be passionate about it. Like, I don't care where you work or who you are. Just be passionate about it. That's why I think we give some of the passes to Tracy Morgan and Ben Stiller. These guys are very clearly, Timothy Chalamet, they're very clearly passionate.
Right.
It's the people who are there to be seen, their network, all that nonsense.
Right.
I'm out.
Now, Stephon Diggs, I mentioned a day was there earlier sitting with Cardi B. Sitting next to Cardi B, put some effort into it last night, sitting courtside. Giddy up.
No, did she?
What is she seeing Stephon Diggs?
You know, I think she just wanted to change the pace. I mean, she was dating Amigo.
Did we ever figure out if Diggs was the that was the Lizzo connection, right? Did we dial that in officially?
I don't think so.
Weren't there references back when he was with the Vikings? There was the song, but then wasn't there like another reference later down the road when he moved? That was the thing, right?
You're getting him mixed up with Carl Anthony Towns, I believe.
No.
She had a little thing for Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, but she had the new man on the Minnesota Vikings. Wasn't that him?
Yeah, it might have been.
I think that was him, and then there was like some future reference, song reference. Do you have any clue what we're talking about here, Mike? I just looked over at Mike.
This is strictly a meme.
By the way, Carl and Day-Day are my conduit into the hip-hop world.
I just looked over at Mike. He's like, are you going to wrap up this discussion? Because I am not involved.
You understand. My involvement in the hip-hop world ended with my interview with Keith Sweat in 1987.
We can move on. Yeah.
Now, granted, when Ice Cube comes in, I do make Ice Cube laugh when I always talk about being the one black guy who's going to get killed in sci-fi movies, and he always laughs at that. But no, that's it. I mean, other than the occasional guest who comes in here, you know, when Killer Mike comes in, that's about it for me. You know, and I try not to be like sound like the white cop on Sanford and Son. I try to maintain street cred by asking pertinent questions, but not try to overstep and act like I know what I'm talking about in the hip hop game. So I mean, so you're on an island of ape.
Right, yeah, there, it's all good. It's all good. So Jason Tatum's done.
Yep,
done for.
It's official now from the Celtics.
Probably. Yeah. I mean,
six to eight months,
if not all of next year, majority of next year, and then you'll see where the Celtics are.
Right.
Now we've seen this happen. It kind of happened to the Spurs this year with some of the injuries that they dealt with.
Right. As I said, Kobe's the most famous one off the top of my head in the NBA. Durant. It was an ankle injury for who's our Hawks from Duke? It's
who, Jalen?
No.
I mean,
runs USA Basketball for the Grant Hill. Grant Hill was a foot injury.
Oh,
it was
an Achilles.
But I mean, and I think he had bad surgery in Orlando.
Well, now I'm focused on like, is there a downturn for the Celtics, which ends up with a lottery pick, and then Tatum comes back, Browns, like that's what the Spurs have walked into, by the way.
Right.
Like the Spurs were a playoff team if Wemby's healthy. They walked into rookie of the year Steph Castle. Mm. Wemby gets hurt, and now they're drafting second overall. Mm. And I know it's not Cooper Flagg, but like, they're going to be a playoff team next year.
Yeah, I know that with us, and we were talking about this earlier, the conspiracy theories just went nuts. We are locked. Basically, we were locked in where we were supposed to be, and then everything kind of went haywire when you look at where the Mavericks were, the 1.8% chance, and a lot of folks going, some funny business there. It is just so, it's such a, my father was a homicide detective. He didn't believe in coincidences, but it's just strange that, you know, a lot of people are saying that the league now all of a sudden stories are coming out. I don't know who's making these articles up, that somehow the league was leaning on trading Luka, getting Mavericks to trade Luka to the Lakers. And if there was quid pro quo that you wind up with Cooper Flagg, well, you know, well, somebody go do some investigative reporting on that one. But you're not going to get that objectivity from ESPN because they're partners in crime. So please, I mean, you hear Greenberg piping off about today. I was like, get out of here with that nonsense. Don't need a lottery in the NFL. What we do need, though, is a connection to Delta, because trying to get to Berlin costs a small fortune. We'll look at that, international schedules out, and more what the Falcons and the coaching staff had to say about the rookies. Coming up next, Abe's in for Carl. This hour, Duke Zimmel, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.